Well, now to some sweeping new environmental rules that could affect what energy we use and how we generate it. Today, President Obama announcing new EPA regulations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. They are the first such federal limits on carbon emissions, and the impact is expected to reach far and wide, as are the legal challenges. NPR's Jeff Brady is covering this, and he joins us now. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you.
First, explain these new rules. How do they work?
Well, the White House calls this its Clean Power Plan. And for the first time ever, the feds are going to set limits on how much carbon pollution can be emitted from power plants. Carbon dioxide is among the greenhouse gases that contributes to climate change. And this plan would reduce carbon emissions from power plants by 32% by 2030. And it's a little confusing, but that's set on a baseline of what those carbon emissions were in 2005. Mm. So from 2005 to 2030, 32% less carbon emissions from power plants. And that 32% reduction, it's a more ambitious goal than what the EPA was proposing when it put a draft plan out last summer. The kinds of plants most affected would be coal-fired power plants, because those are the ones putting out the most carbon pollution. And states will have a little bit of flexibility here in figuring out how to meet those goals. And under this new rule, one of the big changes is they'll get 2 more years to comply with the regulations.
We got a little sneak peek over the weekend. The White House released a video on Facebook, President Obama explaining why he's doing this. Let's listen.
Climate change is not a problem for another generation, not anymore. That's why on Monday, my administration will release the final version of America's Clean Power Plan. The biggest, most important step we've ever taken to combat climate change.
Jeff, you said this plan is more ambitious than past ones. What's the president trying to accomplish here politically?
You know, he's trying to follow up on what were his earlier efforts to get a cap-and-trade program passed in Congress. Cap-and-trade means that you place a cap on greenhouse gas emissions and then allow people to trade it, and that encourages folks to invest in sort of greener alternatives for generating electricity. Congress didn't act on that proposal, so the administration is relying on the Clean Air Act for the authority to regulate carbon pollution from power plants. So really, he's trying to use the tools he has to accomplish his goals, which one of them is to address climate change. And there's a sense that this will also give him some more credibility when he goes to Paris later this year, and that he's going there for the UN climate conference. Hopefully, I think the administration believes that with something like this in hand, they can go and get other nations to sign on to an agreement.
Well, as you said, cap and trade has not gone over well. Republicans call it cap and tax. But this would be something kind of like a cap and trade system, right? How would that work?
Well, it could be. There's not really anything in there that says, you know, you must put a cap and trade program in place. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy pointed this out specifically because it's just not in that plan. But because she likes to point out that there is flexibility for the states to act and to meet these goals. And so you could imagine a scenario where a state or group of states gets together and creates their own cap and trade program. But the fact that it's not one required by the federal government is one that she likes to point out is not in the clean power plan.
Right. But it's not as if that is making it much more palatable for some places. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, of course, a huge coal state, calling on governors to refuse to comply with these regulations. More than a dozen states are said to be preparing legal challenges. Is this a prolonged legal battle, like one we haven't seen since the Affordable Care Act?
Yep, and I think the Affordable Care Act is probably a good analogy. We're looking for a couple of years of legal battles that are going to be drawn out, and you're going to hear lots and lots of news stories about how that's going to play out. Even before the plan was made final, because there was a draft plan a year ago and this is the final, some states like the Attorney General in West Virginia was saying that he was going to challenge the plan.
Right.
And today we're also seeing that some folks in the coal industry are saying they're going to challenge the plan. A company called Murray Energy put out a press release saying that they were filing 5 lawsuits.
And briefly, Jeff, what does this mean for 2016, the presidential race?
Oh, I think definitely this is going to be a big issue, especially in some of these coal states. And you're going to hear a lot about the Clean Power Plan and whether we should be addressing climate change in this way or another way. So expect to hear a lot about that.
Well, we'll keep checking in with you as this fight, really, it's probably going to be a fight, continues. NPR's Jeff Brady, thanks very much.
Thank you.